This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Dr. Norman Chile. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Chile, I was looking at the news during the commercials that we just heard here on GCN, and there's Radar Online, and it's like father like daughter. And here's what it says: explosive video, Malia Obama caught on camera smoking pot. So here we here we have right from the White House the daughter of the president smoking dope, and there's a video of it. She was at a concert, and I posted that.
What do you expect from a lying, pot-smoking, psychopathic, narcissistic Muslim?
And what could he say? What could he say? Hey, don't do as I do. I mean, what could that guy, the golfer, possibly say to his daughter?
Good on you, girl. Go for it, like I did.
So, you know, there are two classes. There's, you know, them that want to tell everybody what to do, and then there's the rest of us who don't like being told what to do by a bunch of people who are two-faced and congenital liars. So I just wanted to share that, Dr. Chile. There's a, let's see, let me get to that post. Okay.
I think it's still illegal, by the way, isn't it?
In most places, it is.
I mean, where she lives, yeah.
Oh, in the District of Criminals, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, but they have their own police department called the Capitol Police, and
I know.
And their primary job is to
avoid
cover
police.
Up. Well, cover up things that would normally get the rest of us arrested. So,
exactly.
Like, if there's murder or mayhem or whatever these government bureau rats do, or these elected people do, or selected for election people do, that we're not allowed to do. It's easily covered up by the Capitol Police. So, Dr. Chile, there's an article about people who have received transplants, and there's a woman. She was in her 20s when she got an organ from someone who was 57. So already the organ for transplant was 57 years old, and it went into a person in her 20s. So the question I have, is that the weak link in the chain, receiving a transplant organ from someone who is twice the age of the recipient? Are there concerns about that, or do the organs adapt and like maybe hit a reset button and say, well, I'm in a 20-something year old, even though I'm a 57 year old organ, let's start over at 20-something years?
Well, that's a very interesting question, of course, and I don't know that we know the answer. Personally, of course, my own feeling is I don't mind dying. I don't like the idea of being poisoned for the rest of my life. And so there is no circumstance under which I would have any organ transplanted into this body at any age. And the reason for that is that once you've had that done, you're going to be on immune-suppressing drugs, including cortisone and sometimes even stronger stuff that suppress your immune system to keep you from rejecting the transplanted organ for the rest of your life. And that increases your risk for infections. It increases your risk for other cancers to develop. I would not do it. I'm not saying people shouldn't. You know, this is like whether you play football or not. To me, everybody has to make his or her own choice about that, but I would not do it, period.
So, Dr.
But then I wouldn't take most drugs of any kind.
Right. Right, and when you talked about the immune suppressing drugs, my understanding is that you can't when you have one of these transplants, you can't get a lifetime supply of them, so that you are literally on a life support of getting those drugs every 30 days or every 90 days, depending on how your doctor will write the prescription. So if it's
exactly
every 30 days and you run out, you know, on day 31, is that the beginning of your demise? Because you don't
well, it depends on how rapidly, but it's certainly the beginning of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Missing a day, you probably are not going to die from it, but you could get sick.
Mm-hmm. And that can spiral down to the point where you can't get well again. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
You get sicker and sicker.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, Dr. Shealy, when we talk about surgery, it's pretty serious, isn't it? I mean, you're literally brought by the anesthesiologist, as I understand it, just to the good side of death, right? So you don't feel the pain. Is that true?
And the great, you know, actually, for a significant number of surgical procedures, the greatest risk is the anesthesia itself. But obviously, there are additional risks depending on what organ and all kind, and the experience of the surgeon and everything else. And there is a place for surgery. Please do not misunderstand my not wanting an organ transplant, but. You know, there's an appendicitis to me, for instance. That's a great operation if you've got appendicitis. Now, interestingly, they're exploring again giving antibiotics for a full month instead of taking out the appendix. And here's an interesting dilemma to me. Antibiotics for a month carries phenomenal risk to your life for a long time after the month is over. I personally would rather have my appendix out.
And Dr. Shealy, as people are listening to this, they're probably saying, yeah, but there's no knife involved with antibiotics. Boy, it sounds like, you know, a painless way to go. Just pop a couple of these capsules, you know, once or twice a day for 30 days. Boy, it sounds a lot better than going under the knife, Dr. Shealy.
And I saw a woman yesterday who, here we are 5 years later, after 1 month of antibiotics, and her gut, her intestines have never returned to normal. She has something called collagenous colitis and gas and poor digestion and could only eat one or two things. You know, antibiotics for a month is a serious, serious problem.
Including amoxicillin that some doctors have prescribed for acne, Doctor? Shealy?
Oh, yes. Or tetracycline, which they've also prescribed for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's absolutely correct. I know people who have had those prescriptions, amoxicillin,
yeah,
and tetracycline for acne.
So,
Dr. Shealy, if a person has acne, just live with it and outgrow it? Is that the plan?
Well, you know, personally, wash your face twice a day. Don't eat a lot of fat. Don't eat any sugar. There are things that can help immensely. Again, personally, I would not take antibiotics to prevent acne.
Mm-hmm. And the antibiotics that are circling or traveling throughout the globe as a result of We feed them to cows. I mean, I don't, but yeah. so many farmers do. Give them to their livestock, and then don't those antibiotics end up in the ground, in the water supply, as a result of, you know, urine and feces and so forth from those who take the antibiotics?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right on.
All right. Then the next question, Dr. Shealy, is: does that mean that we are likely to get antibiotics, whether we want them or not, from the food supply?
Well, if you buy most commercial chicken and a lot of professional pork, yes. Because interestingly, antibiotics fed to those two animals especially increase their weight gain. So they, you know, they put on not the best kind of weight, but it increases it. It makes it, the farmer get more out of the weight than he or she paid in antibiotics. But it's passed on to you as making you sensitive, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't believe in those things. I think they're not safe.
Dr. Shealy, several years ago, we went to buy some chicks from the hatchery, and so right where the eggs are hatched, and these little chicks are available for sale, and you can get all kinds of chicks. I mean, any type you want, and so we got six, and we needed some feed for the chicks, and right there. At the hatchery, they've got these piles of bags of 50 pounds of feed for these little baby chicks. And I said, do you have any without antibiotics?
Didn't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, because that would be rare. That would be uncommon that you would feed chicks chick feed without antibiotics. And then once they're raised, if you want to get feed for laying hens, you have to specially request that doesn't have antibiotics in it as well, because the common feed, the one that's most often sold, is with antibiotics.
Right.
And it's like standard. You want the standard feed? Okay, that, you know, and they don't even tell you that it has antibiotics, but that's
right.
The standard. So I guess the point to the wise in class is that if you're raising chickens, obviously you want them to eat the bugs outside if they're free range, and they can eat the grasses and the bugs and so forth, but you may want to opt for chicken feed without antibiotics. Now, if you want to feed them scratch, you know, with corn, that's another problem, because that's probably GMO corn. And then, of course, you're going to eat the eggs that the chickens have eaten, GMO corn, and that's not good. So it's a dilemma. It's a dilemma. So you might have to grow your own heirloom corn for your chickens. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy, we're talking about surgery and the anesthesiologist and surgeon and so forth. And what should we be thinking about for someone who may be considering necessary surgery, but it might be 2 weeks off that they're scheduled for it? What questions do you think they should ask of their surgeon, of their anesthesiologist, to be prepared for what's going to happen during surgery, what the risks are, and what's going to be like after they have their surgery?
Well, you've asked the most important questions, but also the surgeon, almost certainly, if you've seen the surgeon, hopefully a week before or more, will have told you certain supplements have to be stopped because there's certain supplements that can cause excess bleeding during surgery, like aspirin, for instance. It's not a supplement, but a lot of people take it. Vitamin E increases your risk of excess bleeding. There are a number of things that the surgeon is likely to tell you to stop taking before. Now, in my opinion, ideally, you would be taking at least 10 milligrams of astaxanthin daily, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily, 25 milligrams of vitamin B complex daily, and 3 of the Kayani Sunset for the vitamin E. That particular tocotrienol in the small dose should not be a problem. But those improve your immune system, so it makes the surgery, a little bit safer.
And how about after surgery, Dr. Shealy? You mentioned aspirin. Now, isn't aspirin a blood thinner?
Oh, yes. That's why you shouldn't take it for a week before a surgery so that you don't have excess bleeding. After surgery, on the end, once you're out of the operating room, theoretically, within a day, it's safe to start taking aspirin again.
Mm-hmm. And do you recommend that, you know, after the surgery that a person consider taking aspirin and at some dosage to prevent blood clots? Is that the point?
That's one of them, because you know, you do want to decrease you know, blood clotting, especially well in arteries or veins, as you are less active after surgery.
Okay, and what dosage would you recommend, Dr. Shilley? And it would be
well, one aspirin a day is probably adequate for that.
Okay, all right. Would you recommend less than an aspirin a day? I mean, like a half an aspirin, or
well, that of course the recommended thing to prevent strokes and heart disease to some extent, but I think one a day is safe after surgery.
Okay,
and starting the next day, not the day of surgery.
Sure. So, astaxanthine, vitamin C, vitamin B complex, and possibly an aspirin. Okay.
Right.
Anything? And what about foods that that we were told were blood builders, like spinach? Is that something that we should consider taking more of than we normally might have? Because who likes spinach? I mean, almost nobody, right?
Yeah, biggie. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Lots of things I'm not sure about.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shilley, this week I just had this curiosity, and we talked about it this week with Captain John Reagan, but I wanted to share this with you. So I went to the Internet, and I looked up Springfield, Mo., Springfield, Missouri. And I went to Wikipedia, and I was looking up the top employers. Now, this actually relates to medicine. It may not on the surface, but it will in just a couple seconds. Let me explain. So I looked up the top 10, or actually 12, employers in the city of Springfield. There are about 166,000 people in Springfield, Missouri, according to Wikipedia. Number one employer is Mercy Health System. We refer to as Mercy Less.
That's been true for many years.
Number one employer. Number two is Cox Health. And they're you know, smaller, but they're still number two. Number three is Walmart. Number four is the Springfield Public Schools. Number five, Missouri State University. Six, Bass Pro Shops. Number seven, the United States Government. Eight, the State of Missouri. Number nine, Citizens Memorial Healthcare. Number 10, the City of Springfield. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is government and health are really big employers in the City of Springfield. And let's talk about that when we come back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're broadcasting 2 hours today with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. His website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Jim in California will be with you in just a moment. I wanted to finish up this short discussion with Dr. Shealy about the top 10 employers in Springfield, Missouri. Number one, Mercy Health Care System. Number two, Cox Health. And half of the top 10 largest employers, the top employers in Springfield, Missouri, are government-related, meaning Springfield Public Schools, Missouri State University, the United States government, the state of Missouri, and the city of Springfield. So half. half of the top 10 are government employers, but the top two are Mercy Health System and Cox Health. Dr. Shilley, the question I have for you is, number one and number two employers in the city are hospital and healthcare. Does that indicate that we are sicker than ever? Because I can't imagine, you know, the top employers of cities being health systems, hospitals.
Well, imagine it, and nationally, it's pretty similar. In other words, because people have crummy health habits. Remember, John Knowles published this in the late 70s. 99% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. In other words, Vincent, if people just took care of themselves, had common sense to not be fat, not smoke, eat right, and exercise moderately, we would cut disease care a minimum of 75%. 75% of all illnesses are sloppy health habits.
So, Dr. Shilley, are we saying that if common sense were to prevail, that the Mercy Health System and Cox Health Systems would fall from number one and number two to a much lower status because common sense would limit their customers from showing up? Okay, Jim in California, welcome.
Hello?
Jim in California, you're on with...
Can't hear you.
Yeah. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Dr. Shilley, good morning. Thank you.
A little louder, Jim.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I've got my wife's blood test, and she also had a scan, and the scan showed mild wall thickening, and also and the artery light, where is it? Anyway, she's got some kind of calcification in the heart arteries.
That is, how old is she?
Almost 70.
Yeah, I would say that at least 90% of women and 100% of men practically by their age have some calcification in the arteries. Does she have any symptoms?
No, not really symptoms.
Well, personally, you know, we've been looking at reversing that slowly with wearing crushed sapphire crystals over the heart. Now, I'm not at a stage that I can say unequivocally it works. All I can say is the two people who've done it for a minimum of 6 months have had significant decreases in calcification in the arteries. The only other thing that I know that can help reverse this is something called ECP, or external counterpulsation. Now, it takes 35 treatments of that. It's not going to be covered by Medicare because cardiac surgeons have scammed the public and Medicare into not paying for ECP unless you're too sick to have coronary bypass surgery. In other words, they are, in my opinion, as bad as the big banks and the feds because if ECP is good for people who are too sick for coronary bypass surgery, it sure should be for everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
And it's going to cost, I don't know, it'll probably cost anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 to get 35 treatments of ECP. And I'm not sure one should without symptoms. In other words, there are other things one can do, like take lecithin, take trimethylglycine. These are things that help decrease atherosclerosis. Meanwhile, I'm wearing my cardiac, my crushed sapphire pouch because my calcium in the most important artery, the LAD, which is called the widow's artery because it kills you more than any other. Mine went from 67 to 0 in that one artery. So that's just another approach, but it's not guaranteed at this point.
Okay. Well, she's got, they talk about moderate coronary artery calcification.
Right.
Atherosclerosis. And her blood test, she's got fairly high cholesterol.
Ah, Okay, now that unequivocally, in my opinion, she needs to be on lecithin granules, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day.
Okay.
She needs to be on trimethylglycine, 1,000 milligrams with each meal, and beta-sitosterol, S-I-T-O-S-T-E-R-O-L, 400 milligrams with each meal. Now, statistically speaking, if she will do those three things, recheck her cholesterol in 4 to 5 weeks, and it ought to be in pretty good shape.
Okay, excellent. The total was 218, the HDL 53, and the LDL 150.
Okay, so LDL is the one that's really out of balance, but that's not that bad. I'll give you 90%+ odds you're going to bring it under control with those three things that I mentioned.
Okay. It was trimethyl...
glycine, TMG, as in George.
TMG, okay. Very good. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Hey, thanks for calling. Great question.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jim. Dr. Cheely, that was trimethylglycine, 1,000 milligrams with each meal, right?
Right.
So that's 3 times a day.
Right.
Then lecithin, 2 heaping tablespoons twice a day. Is that with food or without?
Well, put it in water or juice. Doesn't matter whether you take it with food, but it has to be diluted.
Okay. And then beta, what was that beta?
Sitosterol, S-I-T-O-S-T-E-R-O-L. It's an extract for certain vegetables.
Okay, and what was the recommended...
400 milligrams each meal.
Each.
I would say that what I just suggested is about 1 billion times safer and several hundred times better than a statin drug.
Okay. And, Dr. Cheely, so then is this something that most of us who are... over 50 should consider taking anyway?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yes. I've been on this almost half my life.
Okay. Are there any downside, any concerns, any complications?
An occasional person might get the trimethylglycine in a rare, rare individual can cause a little... not diarrhea, but irritation of the gut. But it's very rare.
Okay. And we're talking about reducing the calcification. Overall, is that the plan?
Well, you're reducing, quote, atherosclerosis and cholesterol, yes.
Okay. All right. We've got Miguel in South Carolina. He's got a question for Dr. Cheely. Welcome, Miguel.
Where in South Carolina?
I live in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Okay. Well, you know, I was born in Columbia, so that's, I know South Carolina. Go for it.
Yeah, not too far from me. Dr. Cheely, I got a couple of questions. So one is on the cholesterol level, I heard so many things, and lately I heard different opinions that a cholesterol level that is below 200 is not good for, especially for men, because that's the testosterone level. It drops down, and that can even cause to cancer and other illnesses. And that a 230 level will be good.
So well, actually, wait a minute. Okay, let me react to that. In my opinion, the ideal cholesterol is 130 up to 200. Above 200 does carry risks.
Okay. Okay, that's what I want to know. I mean, my cholesterol level always been 209 since I was young. I am 60 and it still is the same. My physician told me don't worry about it. As long as you keep it like that, it's good. I mean, I am very healthy thanks to the Lord and you know the, my diet and all and my exercise. But my other question is, what is good? I mean, I know I hear people, I want this and that for keeping a good testosterone level, but on the maintenance part, I mean, what will a person be looking to eat? I ensure that there might be some food that is good for keeping your testosterone level in an optimal level. So what would you recommend for somebody to eat?
Well, honestly, I don't know food that is particularly good for testosterone. There are supplements that are excellent. The supplements that are excellent primarily are Testojack, T-E-S-T-O hyphen J-A-C-K, 200.
Testojack, is that available on your website?
Testojack 200, four of those a day.
Okay.
Secondly, secondly, men's, M-E-N, apostrophe S, virility, two a day.
Okay.
And then natural progesterone cream. Natural progesterone cream is one of the things that helps you make testosterone.
Okay.
And so those are the three things that I recommend for men, you know, sometime between over 50 and 60 years of age.
Are those products available at your website?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And so I've been on them for years, and at 83, I'm still as horny as I was at 20.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Vince. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miguel. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know you're winner today, Pop.
Why? Thank God you're.
Take my.
When you go,
please.
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'd like to visit his website, sign up for his newsletter, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was reading an article, and it's titled Hunting Mysterious Environmental Toxins, and it says PFAS is a group of environmental toxins which have been observed in almost every organism and every ecosystem in the entire world, including humans, but no one understands how they enter the body. And PFA stands for polyfluoroalkyl. It's in food wrappers, clothing, pots, pans. It's linked to cancer. And they say that it comes from some of the fire retardant chemicals that are sprayed on fires. It's near military bases when they do their drills for putting out fires. And the worst states for this in the water system are California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, Minnesota, Arizona, Massachusetts, Illinois, and New York. Let me repeat those. California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, Minnesota, Arizona, Massachusetts, Illinois, and New York. And that's PFAS. Have you done any research about that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I only have read about it and know that, you know, it's really part of the Teflon plastic pesticide. You know, it's part of that whole broad family of poisons. There were 550,000 different chemical poisons released in the environment every year around the world.
Mm-hmm. We don't use Teflon cooking utensils in this house and haven't for a very, very long time.
Never have.
Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay. Very good. Kyle in Montana. I've got just a couple short minutes left. Welcome.
Yep, I realize that. Hey, Dr. Sheely, Miguel got me thinking about something. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and he was talking about, he was wondering, his wife is around 53, and he said her libido has just completely tanked. And I'm wondering, he got me thinking, there's something for men's testosterone level, but what about women's?
Almost all women need two things, Air Bliss and natural progesterone cream after menopause.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, natural progesterone cream and Air Bliss.
Right.
Okay, well, that's all I had. Thanks, Vince. Great program as usual.
Thank you.
You put a smile on a lot of guys' faces, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, there'll be a big order coming in soon.
So, Kyle, I won't give out your phone number because otherwise you'd be overwhelmed with thank you calls. So,
hey, you know, remember, I'm a big Wilhelm Reich believer. Anyone who goes 3 months without an orgasm goes insane.
Boy, I totally agree with you. Yep, that's a big fact. Yep. Plus, they say, you know, if a man has sex like 3 times a month, they said that it increases his lifespan. I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, I thought 3 times a week is better, but that's okay.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That was a government report, but
right.
Anyway, I think it has more to do with a decent relationship with your wife than anything.
Right. And, definitely.
Kyle, thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. You bet. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
If more of us would exercise common sense, I think we'd be so much better off.
Yep.
In everything that we do. And so we learned a new term today, congenital liar, and that applies to politicians, especially to Hillary, who I believe is a congenital liar. Dr. Sheely, thank you so much for being with us and spending 2 hours a week with us here on Wednesdays at USA Prepares.
Thank you,
class above all. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.